I'm speaking to John Carnell of Bullying UK, who's just given, I have to call it a brilliant presentation at the Media 140 event for Social Media Week London. John, first of all, just a little bit of a background. What made you start your charity?
The charity was founded 10 years ago after my experiences at school. When I was being bullied, it was quite difficult to get advice when I needed it. I would try ringing up phone lines and I'll get an engaged home. Or a very nice lady who would say, "I'm sorry, everyone's busy at the moment. Can you call back?" And I thought, well, that's a bit tricky. I'm at school, I'm being bullied, and I could really do some advice now, not in an hour. And when I kind of had my fill of the education system, I ended up moving schools, and I actually took the local education authority to court. And they paid an out-of-court settlement, and I thought, well, two choices. You either spend the money on yourself, or you try and make sure that nobody suffers the same way you did at school. And more importantly, people can get all of the advice they need as quickly as they need it. No waiting, no engaged tones, no nice lady to say, call back later. I thought, well, there's only one way you can do that. You can do it with the web. The internet allows you to keep costs very, 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 very low. But the impact is just incredible. It almost has no limit to it, the amount of impact the web can bring. And that's really why it started, why we started Bullying UK. It was out of the need, really, that there was no one in the UK, or in the world really, delivering advice on school bullying at the exact moment people needed it, and on a medium that young people are actually really engaging around. A lot of adults really didn't understand us as a charity when we first started. What's the internet? Isn't that high risk? Well, I have to say, after 10 years, I think we might have proved it works, and it's not high risk at all. It's very, very empowering for young people.
Okay, 10 years on the internet with Bullying UK, driven from your heart, from your own experiences. 10 years has passed, and in the past couple of years, along came social media, an addition to your web strategy. How's it changed Bullying UK's operations?
Probably saved us some money. One of the things we used to spend quite a bit of time doing was writing press releases, trying to engage the traditional media around our messages. And it might be around a particular campaign. One thing we really started doing when we started really catching with social media and using it as part of our kind of foundation of our work was to not do as much traditional media, because we could find we could bring as many people to our website as a press release would. And, you know, even if it was in The Guardian or on BBC News or Breakfast News, it wouldn't bring as many people as a message on Twitter or on Facebook saying, "Hey guys, we'd like to tell you about something, about an element of our work or about our campaign."
Effectively, what you're saying there is that you were finding social media more effective and more cost-effective than traditional PR techniques.
Certainly, from our perspective, as a low-cost, high-impact charity, it makes a lot more sense to us to put the smallest amount of effort in for the largest amount of response out. Now, effort doesn't necessarily mean not putting the time in, but it means that time you put in having the biggest impact you can. And writing one press release and sending it to a dozen news agencies to get one person to write it up doesn't feel as efficient as writing one short message for social media and having hundreds of people pick it up and then respond to it and talk about it and almost become the PR agent for us. Mm. They're telling their networks about our wonderful work and about the, you know, these messages that we're posting. That's worth more to me than, you know, 5 minutes of breaking news on Sky News, which we've had before.
What you're kind of describing is leapfrogging the traditional methods and going direct to the people that you want to talk to. Is that how you would sum it up?
Yeah, definitely. It really, for us, one thing I've always found with the traditional media is it almost acts like a bit of a filter for itself. It doesn't always represent the absolute view of the charity. It represents the view as it feels its readers want it representing. That, for me, always changes the message. And it means that sometimes when you pick up the copy in the newspaper, you think, oh my God, but that's not actually what we said. That's not how it wanted it to come across. It's been reinterpreted. And one thing with social media I find is at least my initial message is as pure and from our heart and from us as it can be. If then people want to take that and remix it, they can. But more importantly, I can see that message being remixed and I can see it change. And I can respond to that change if I need to and to say, oh, actually, there's a correction there. That's not quite right. Or, wow, actually, I didn't think of putting it that way. I'm going to take that and I'm going to now remix it back into my community. Someone else has managed to make that message better. And that can empower me, and I can use that to empower our users.
Has Bullying UK changed your life?
Yes, I would say. I'm not honestly not sure where I would be today without it. No, I honestly don't know where I'd be without Bullying UK today. It's been a real journey over the last 10 years. It's always highs and lows with anything, especially when you're kind of the only person doing it all. Most organisations, you can shut down at the end of the day, and if you're the PR person, you're not having to worry about the fundraisers. For me, I'm kind of doing everything. So there's a lot on my shoulders, but at the same time, that weight is spread quite beautifully across our social media. I have a wonderful support group who support me when I need support, and I support them when they need support. It works quite wonderfully like that. For me, I think the charity has changed a lot over the last 10 years, and it's changed me a lot in the last 10 years as well. It's made me more social and more communicative than I ever thought I would be. Obviously, having been bullied and with dyslexia as well, I tend to be a bit more introvert. I'm not comfortable with large crowds of people. But social media allows me to engage with a large crowd of people, but still keep me and privacy. Still keep my privacy and my barrier up, which allows me to feel comfortable, which means I can respond much more quickly and beautifully to people because I don't feel threatened in what I'm doing. I don't have to feel like I'm, is that the right answer? Is that the wrong answer? Well, no, I'm just giving you the answer from my heart. And I think that's more important than anything.
Frankly, having just seen this man present to a room full of 50, 60 people, he looked very confident. I'm lost for words. Perhaps you've changed, or perhaps your mission is so strong that you overcome your personal fears to actually do this mission, to actually, achieve your goals and try and stop bullying.
Yeah, I mean, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder when I was 16, so that's kind of where the uneasiness in public speaking and around large crowds comes from. If you imagine being in a room full of 30 children and they're all throwing things at you, it kind of has a bit of an effect when you're in your adult world and you're surrounded by a group of people. Fair enough, you know they're not going to throw things at you, but in the back of your mind, there's just this net doubt. When I did this, all I could really do was to just go for it and just think that I'm talking to people who want to learn, want to listen. And if they're here to learn and listen, then maybe I'll be all right and I'll get through it, you know? That's kind of the way I approach these things. Try not to worry about it, really.
There's an expression in Jamaica, they say, he who feels it knows it. What it basically means, if you've been through it, you're better able to help other people. You really know how it feels. I would suggest that the fact that you were bullied at school is the reason why you're doing such a good job with Bullying UK. And this is a personal question, really. Has the pain you've suffered, has it been somehow paid back through Bullying UK and through helping other people who are being bullied? Do you feel that you've kind of eased that pain like that?
Oh, a million times over. When we started the charity, and the first week we had, I think, 30 people, if that, and we helped our first person, and they came back to us and said, thank you so much, you've changed my life. It paid it back then. That made the 3 years or more of hell I went through at school, all the punches, all the abuse, worth it. Today that happens every day. Somebody will come back to say, thank you so much for that advice you gave me last week or last month or even last year. We had one person who contacted us yesterday who actually was one of the, probably in the first year we started, has been in touch with us on and off, and has finally said, thank you so much. Everything has been worthwhile. I felt like all the advice you've given me over the years, all the support, it's solved. I'm now an adult and I'm still suffering, but I feel able to cope with that problem now. And, things are getting better. And that's just, it's very humbling and it does make it always worthwhile. And, even when the worst possible day is happening, and it happens to everyone, you get a bad day, only ever have to think about the one person that we've helped, not any less than the millions of people we've helped, just the one person we've helped. And I know there's more than one, there's millions of people we've helped out there. That just makes it all worthwhile. It makes whatever pain and anything else or my own personal issues with public speaking or the general public and being around crowds, it makes it all worthwhile. And it's my strength, I suppose.
It sounds like it's been a very healing process. Thanks very much for speaking to me today, John. Excellent, inspirational stuff.